You have to get yourselves ready for a new day and a new season. It's not just because the seasons is shifting, it's because God is moving. Can I say that again? God is busy moving. And as the guys are online this morning, I see there's hundreds of people online. Won't you just tell me where you're watching from? Where are you guys watching from? Just burn up the chat quickly. Let me know where you're watching from. I just want to see. I want to speak to you this morning very briefly about Isaiah chapter number 45, verse number 3. The Lord spoke to me and the Lord said to me that His people have gone through a season of where it seems like almost like darkness, you know, in a sense. And I felt the Lord say to me that He's going to give birth. And actually, my whole sermon, we preached it already. But I just want, for the sake of somebody, I want to speak to you about just one or two dimensions that the Lord has emphasized for me. And you guys can maybe just get the props ready. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 3 says this: I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, the covenant-keeping God, who summons you by name. Please note that it is a personal. I summons you by name for the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen. I summon you by name and I bestow on you the title of honor. Can I read that again? Are you guys with me? I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name for the sake of my servant of Israel, my chosen. I have summons you by name and I bestow upon you a title of honor. And then I just prophesied, while the Lord just prophesied, my next scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 7, where it says this: So then, it is not he that planteth, neither he that waters, but it's God. It is God that brings the increase. It is God that brings the increase. And I wanted to speak to you about this morning, and maybe you guys can just get all of it, please, for me together. I wanted to speak to you because as I was looking at this, the Lord started to reveal things to me. And He said to me this, He said, James chapter number 1, verse number 26, many people have gone through a season where things were planted. And the Lord said to me that behind the scenes, I've watered things and I've moved with things and nobody saw what I was doing until a time such as this. Are you with me? And I want to demonstrate it so you can understand it, because most of us understand just better when we see it. And as I was looking at this, the Lord said to me these words. It says, I've watered things and I've watered my promises behind the scenes where people couldn't see what I was busy doing, not even the devil. And I was watering and I was growing things behind the scenes. And I want you to understand something this morning. This is the insight I want you to get. Are everybody okay? Are you good? Come on, guys. Are you with me? Are you just listening well? Okay. Now listen to me. The Lord said to me, the Lord has watered things behind the scene where nobody was watching. But in this season, I'm going to give birth. Because let me use an example. When a woman gets impregnated, a child develops in the darkness, right? Where nobody sees what is busy happening on the inside. You need some special tools. You'll need sonar. You'll need special things to understand what's going on the inside. Are you there? And we have to understand that God sometimes uses the things that you cannot see to develop the things that shall be seen. Because faith does not come. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, sometimes you don't see it until you see it. But that doesn't mean that your faith nor your belief is changed because you don't see what you don't see. Are you with me? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, if we see it, it's not faith, it's manifestation. Does it make sense? And as I was looking at this, the Lord said this to me. And this is it's a prophetic word, but I want you to understand it this morning. The Lord said to me, as in the darkness, and I'm going to ask Pastor Eric to come and help me. He said, your life has been like a seed. So in my hand is a type of seed. Your life has been like a seed. And what you have been experiencing up to now is me taking the seed and planting it into your life. And then the Lord said to me, just pour it on. So we have a seed and we have ground. And then if we pour on the ground onto the seed, I want you to catch something. You cannot see the seed anymore. The seed is now, thank you very much, the seed is now swallowed up by the soil. But I want you to see something. Both a burial and a planting looks exactly the same. Except when something gets planted, it's never permanent. And then the Lord came to me yesterday and He said this, I must say this to you, that in the past seasons, I haven't buried things, I've planted things. And in the secret place, I was busy watering things where nobody could see what I was busy doing. Not even the enemy, not even the family, not even the circumstances, not even the surroundings. Nobody could see what I was busy doing. But now in the appointed time, now in the right season, that what was hidden will spring out and it will give birth to that it seemed impossible will become possible. There's many people here this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know this is the word from God, that you have gone through a planting season and not a burial season. Oh, come on, people of God. Oh, the Bible says there's a season. There's a season. Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything there's a season and there's a time. And what I want you to understand is that a burial and a planting looks the same. Many of you sit here this morning, you might feel, but I don't know if the promises of God is true over my life. Hey, you haven't gone through a burial site. You've gone through a planting site. You see, the enemy's greatest trouble is this, that when they put Jesus into the tomb, they thought that it was a burial site. No, you were planting the Messiah. You have to understand, everything worked together according to His plans. The devil was never calling the shots, even when Jesus was hanging on the cross, man. So when they put Jesus into the tomb, they thought this is a tomb. No, that was a womb. Jesus was getting ready to give birth to sons and daughters that will never be able to be stopped once again. Oh, come on, are you with me? And then the Lord said to me, I don't know if I'm with you on this. Come on, are you guys okay? Then the Lord spoke to me and He said this, I've used the past for the purposes of the present. Let me say that again. I've used the past for the purposes of the present. Everything works together. All things find synergy for this season. And I've taught you for the last four Sundays plus minus, I've taught you that if you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God, you have to understand three things about yourself. You have an identity. If I have an identity, that means I have a destiny. If I have a destiny, that means I have rights. If I have rights, it means I need to act according to my identity, which gives me rights. If I am a son and a daughter of the Most High God, it doesn't mean I will never face battles. It just means I will never be overthrown or overcome by the battles I face. In actual fact, when you are a son and daughter of God, battles are guaranteed. But battles are there to shape you, not to break you. Battles are there not to tear apart, but to reveal who you are. When the storm was present, listen, let me give you hope this morning. Give me one storm that Jesus ever blessed in the whole New Testament. You'll never find even one storm. Every storm that arises, he curses. Why? There's not one storm that can arrive without His knowledge. There's not one situation. Come on, empowered. Am I preaching to somebody? There's nothing that can move in your life without God knowing. The Bible says even the hair on your head is numbered. Even the hair on your head is counted by God. Now there's some people that have less hair than others, of course. And so God counts less. But the power is this, that you have to understand that this is what the Lord said to me. I will use the darkness. to work in the favor of my people. Because if you are a son and a daughter of God, you cannot be ashamed of the gospel. What is the gospel? It's the power to heal. It's the power to set free. It's the power to resurrect. It's the power of change. It's the power of reconciliation. What is the gospel? It takes the slaves and makes it a son. What is the gospel? It takes a prostitute and makes it a daughter. What is the gospel? It takes a rich and makes it a disciple. What is the gospel? It is seeking the king and the kingdom first in everything that you do. Not some things, everything. We are not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that can cast out devils, that can heal the sick, that can raise the dead, that can make vagabond sons and daughters again. We're not ashamed of the power of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not a confused people. No, we know who we are. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Are you with me? Come on, empower. Give Jesus just some praise this morning. Possibly. And then the Lord spoke to me this, and I've taught this before, but I want to say it again. You have to understand, Jesus never ever cursed the seed. Jesus cursed the ground. The Bible says God cursed the ground. He didn't curse the seed. But here's the thing that you have to understand about the seed is that it's in the ground. The seed dictates to the ground who the seed is. The ground never speaks to the seed. A seed needs three things to give birth to life. It needs water, it needs nutrients, and it needs light. Water is the word of the Lord. He washes us by the water of His word. Ephesians 5, 25 to 26. His word is a lamp unto the feet, unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The light is the word. Nutrients is the Holy Spirit moving and acting in our lives. And as we live our lives in obedience to the Holy Spirit, you see what the church has not yet made up their minds up in general, I'm saying this, we have to follow the Holy Spirit fully and completely. Because He knows everything that there is to be known about the future. If you want to know what success is spelled obedience. Obedience to the voice of God. Obedience to the Holy Spirit. Who are the sons and daughters of God? Not those that sing hallelujah with us. Those that are obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, the sons of God are those that are led by the Holy Spirit. Are you there? Are you with me? And so we have to come to this place where we have to understand that the ground was cursed, but never the seed. In actual fact, do you know that the curse was lifted from you because of Jesus? Bible says, cursed is he that hangs upon the tree. Come on, guys. So the curse is no longer upon our lives. What is upon our lives? The blessing of the Lord. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes a man rich, not everything in anything else. Rather one day in the presence of God than 1,000 days in with man. Oh, come on, can I have an amen for that? And so I'm here to give you a prophetic message this morning. You are no longer bound, but you are free. No longer bound. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, freed people can set other people free. Let me say that again. Free people can set other people free. What makes you unusual in Power Church? What makes you different? It's because what makes you completely different than any other person or any other church or any other place? You have the favor of God that's upon your life. You have to act according to the favor that you have upon your life. You have to speak according to the favor that you have upon your life. If not, God can never meet you where you don't believe Him at. Let me say that again. Stop dreaming small dreams in the presence of the King. Dream the biggest dreams you can and trust the Lord. I was flying to, I told it to the Durban church. I said to them last week Sunday, it happened to me twice. Last week Sunday after the morning service, I flew down to Durban and to go and preach there. And as I was flying down, you guys know it's a short flight. As I was flying down, I sat on there where they have a little bit of extra room for my legs. And as I was sitting, there was a man next to me, and he fell asleep on my shoulder. And so I listened to, you know, to my music, to worship, and this man was sleeping right through the flight. And he woke up when we hit the tar road on the other side. And I said to him, listen, did you enjoy sleeping on my shoulder? I actually just said, did you enjoy that? And he said this, he said, oh, you smell so nice. I said, thank you. Bit awkward, but thank you nonetheless. And I left it, I went to minister and be with our people in Durban and be with the leaders there. And by the way, God is doing amazing things in Durban. Absolutely, you have a family on that side. And Durban, as you're online this morning, come on, burn this chat up. You have a family. And so, I flew back the Monday because we spent time with the leaders on the Sunday evening, and I flew back the Monday, and here comes, look, I'm tall, but at least I'm thin. So, I didn't mean that weird. And here comes a man, and I, you know when you watch somebody as they walk into a plane? Here comes a massive guy, but I talk big, eh? I'm like, Lord, please, let him sit anywhere else. Because I'm checking the chairs and I'm checking there's one left next to me, and I'm like, asseblief, Here, spaar my. And vrachtig waar, the man sits, his bum can't get into the seat, so he wiggles himself in. You get the picture. So now I'm sitting like this with my legs crossed now because I'm trying to create space. And so this man fell asleep again on my shoulder. And I'm like, I'm sitting there. First I'm thinking, Lord, please don't let me want to go to the toilet right now. I just need to. And so we go through the whole flight. I close my eyes and, you know, we land. He wakes up. I'm like, okay. Feel a bit weird, want to get my bags. And as I'm walking out, I'm like, because now I'm thinking, why will God let two people sleep on me? You know, is there something he wants to tell me? And as I'm walking out, the Holy Spirit quotes scripture to me. He says, to some, you are the aroma of death. To others, you are the fragrance of life. And then the Lord said this simple, simple saying. He says, the world needs to fall in love with me again, and they're going to do it through my church. I want to ask you this morning, church, let's come and give Jesus just 10 seconds of praise. The world has to know that there's a standard of love. The world has to know that there's a standard of acceptance. The world has to know that God is not mad. The goodness of God leads people to repentance. Not the wrath of God, not the rules that man makes on behalf of God. No, 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 no. It's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. And I'm here today as a prophetic voice of your life to say to you that you've been through a planting, but this is the season that you will see things coming back to life again. Things that have been dormant and stagnant, things that have been away from a certain season. I'm here to tell you that you will see things working together for your good like it's never worked before. For there's something to be said about a God that is all powerful, all omniscient, all consuming. Are you with me? Oh, come on, let's just give Jesus a praise offering. And as I was looking at this, the Lord spoke to me, Mark chapter number 5, listen to this. Because this is a prophetic word this morning. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue house and who said, your daughter is dead, why trouble the teacher any further? Listen to this, listen to the voice. I want you to hear the scripture. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" Verse number 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not be afraid, only believe. In other words, the report comes in, it's dead. Jesus says, no. Jesus changes the narrative immediately. He shifts the narrative from dead and disbelief to hope and life. And he uses the period from the place that he says, don't disbelieve in what I say, until the time that he reaches the house. Listen to this. Are you okay? Listen to this. Save me, yes, Lord. Everybody on the chat, quickly burn it up. Say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And he permitted no one. Listen to Jesus. I like the Lord. Oh, verse 37. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. But listen to Jesus. But he put them all outside. He put them all outside. And when I listened to this, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said to me, there's things in people's lives that you have entertained that speaks with you against what He has promised you. And these naysayers and these negative voices have become a contradiction to the purpose and the assignment of God. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it's time to put them out. There's some influences. Listen, what is the agreement between darkness and light? What agreement can light have with Belial? Nothing. There's no agreement between the two of us, between darkness and light. Are you there? We have to believe what the Lord has said. And this morning I'm here to tell you, there's some stuff that you need to put out of your life, because there is an agreement between light and darkness. There isn't a gray area. It is yes or it's no. It is Jesus or it's not Jesus. There isn't a gray area. It is God or it's not God. Or He's first or He's not first. Are you there? But as we place the kingdom of God first, as we seek the Lord first, God Himself adds all things to us. Are you with me? And so again, I say to you this morning, there's many people here this morning, I'm going to pray for you. There's many of you this morning, what you think that you have gone through a burial, I'm here to tell you again, no, it was not. It was a planting. And there's fruit coming in this season that you don't even know about. Yeah. I don't know if there's people receiving what I'm saying here. Listen, we have gone through 24 months of a pandemic, where they've planned everything to try to separate you. Do you know isolation is the number one key of the devil? Because everything Satan does, he does by independence. Everything God does, he does by interdependence. That means as you sit here this morning, you cannot survive the Christian life without the person sitting next to you. The Bible says not all of us are an eye, not all of us are a nose, not all of us are an ear, not all of us are a thumb, not all of us are a knee, not all of us are an elbow, and you don't need to be. But the eye without the elbow is going to have a difficult time. The eye without the mouth is going to have a very difficult time. The nose without the eyes are going to have a very difficult time. Are you with me? So it doesn't matter which part He has assigned to you. What does matter is that you are assigned a part and that you stay in your lane. That's why there's so much confusion. I see many people that want to be an eye. No, you don't need to be an eye. Can you imagine a head of just one massive eye? It's called weird. Are you with me? Not everybody can be a mouth. That should be a revelation to some. No, be who the Lord made you to be. And enjoy your life. Enjoy God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Enjoy Jesus. Enjoy the blessing of life. Enjoy the breath that is in you. In 2022, choose to bless Him. Choose to love Him. Choose to exalt Him. Choose to praise Him. Choose it over your life. Make God first. And as I was busy preparing, the Lord spoke to me this scripture. My favorite scripture in the Bible. I've got many favorites, but this must be one of the favorites. You see, many of you that sit here, please listen to the last 30 seconds. Save me, listen. Saul was a young man when he stood by the killing of Stephen. He actually carried the coat. Just change the tune for me, please. He carried the coat. He saw a man of God being stoned. And he thought, listen to me very carefully. He thought that what was busy happening is righteous. Then he grew up. That young boy grew up. He became Saul the persecutor. He started to persecute the church. Until such a day that he ran into Jesus. You say to me, Pastor, where are you going? Prophet, where are you going? Listen, I want you to understand it. Because if you can understand this, what I'm busy saying right now, it's going to shift a lot of things. Save me, shift. Saul is thinking he's doing God's service. Are you there? He's thinking he's doing God's service. Then the Bible says Jesus meets him with a great light. When Jesus encounters Saul, by the way, it's daytime. So if you ever wanted to know that Jesus likes an entry, He likes an entry. He doesn't come of any light, He comes of a great light. And He says these words that when I read it again this week, it shocked me. He says this, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? But Saul wasn't even persecuting Jesus. He was persecuting the people of Jesus. He was persecuting the church. And Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And when I read it, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said this to me. He said, anything that the enemy ever does in your life is a personal insult to me. Because when they touch your life, they touch me. You have to understand that about yourself. And when I saw that, I jumped. I said, blessed be your name, God. That means when they touch me, they touch you. Absolutely, yes. You have to understand that sickness that is in your life is a personal insult to the healing program that God has for you. You have to understand that the oppression that's in your life is a personal insult to the God that paid by His blood for your freedom. That poverty that might be there is a personal insult because the Bible says all our riches are met in Christ Jesus. Are you with me? Come and empower church. It is never about the children. It is about the Father that loves you, that is for you. Come on, that is not against you. Now check this out. Oh, this Bible, I love the Word. You should be lovers of the Word in this church. I teach you the Word. We read the Bible. We don't listen to TikTok. We listen to the Spirit of the Lord. We don't listen to Disney. We listen to Him that says, Adam and Eve. There's no Steve there. Okay, you catch it. Saul gets placed in the darkness. For the first time in his life, he's no longer leading. He's following. because the Lord put him in the darkness through the light. Oh. God sends him to a disciple called Ananias. God speaks to his disciple. He says, Ananias, there's a man coming. His name is Saul of Tarsus. I'm going to use him. And he's going to suffer many things for my name's sake. I want you to go and pray for him. Poor Ananias says to the Lord, I said, Lord, this man has killed many of us. It's like informing the Lord. Many of us are dead because of him. The Lord says to him again, go now. He's a chosen vessel. Chosen vessel. The darkness. Chosen vessel. Ananias comes in. Listen to his terminology. He says, Brother Saul. Through the voice of God, he changes the identity of an accuser to a brother. Because who can we reject that the Lord has accepted? No, Empower, you're not catching what I'm saying. Who can you reject if the Lord has accepted them? He says, Brother Saul, that the Lord has appeared to me, and he prays for him. And the Bible says, what appears to be scales falls from his eyes. I like to say it like this, if I may. His whole past falls from him at that moment that he sees again. Oh. And the Bible says that Ananias takes him and he baptizes him. And he comes out of that water. And guess what happens? The Spirit of the Lord fills the persecutor. Now let me wrap it up and say it like this. It's not what some say. It's not what your pastor said. It's not what the injury said when Saul was a young boy. There's many people here, you've redefined your life by what has happened to you. How do we know? We tell too much stories of that. We have changed our narratives by what we do. Even this week, I was away just for a day or so with Shannon. And as we were away, it's so interesting that people asked the question. They don't ask you who you are, they ask you what you do. What do you do? I said, it's not that important. What's more important is who I am. Listen, you are not what you do. You are who you are. Find me the scripture that calls you a human doer. The Bible says you are a human being. And because you be, you can do. Oh no, that's too much revelation. Let me go this side. Because you can be, you can do, right? Because you're a son, because you're a daughter, you can do stuff for him. But it's not because we do things for him that we accepted by him. No, we accepted by him. And because we accepted by him, we can do things through him. Because we move and we have our being in him, right? And so this morning, I want to give you this message that he gave me. Everything has worked together for your good until this season. And this is a season where things seemed like a bed of straw. It was not. It was a time of planting. You might have left one or two things behind, but so be it. All things are on the timetable of God. All things are on the timetable and in the seasons of God. There is nothing that will happen in this planet, on this earth, that God does not know about. And so if you're willing to receive it, this word this morning, I want to say receive the word and receive the new season. Revival will be birthed in South Africa through worship, through obedience, and through a people that have rejected the status quo. Because look at this, here you sit, full church. We have hundreds of people online. And I don't mean this, I say this because the enemy has tried everything to isolate you. And here you can sit and say, but I'm with my brothers and my sisters worshiping the Lord. What does that mean? It means that there's a kingdom living inside of you. that is stronger than the kingdoms that is around you. Let me end with this. Save me, I receive, Lord. Say it with a little bit of passion, please. I receive, Lord. The Lord said this, Songs of Solomon, my favorite scripture. Songs of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 10. It says this. I can go there, but let me rather go there. Songs of Solomon 2, verses 10. Oh, I love the scripture. My beloved spoke and said to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, and the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in the land. Let me say it to you like he said it to me. The winter has passed. The summer has come. Peace is back in the field. And that what is dead shall come alive again. Come on, if you believe that, then give Jesus this, there we are, a praise offering this morning, that we can get these things off. Yes, Lord. Come on, give him some praise. As you are standing, church, listen to me. We're going to pray now for this. We're going to pray for this. John 11. We're going to give instruction this morning. Do you believe that where two or more agree, it shall be done? Okay, listen to this. John 11. You can pray just in the spirit. I'm just getting my scripture. Verse number 44. John 11, verse number 44. Please put it up for me. I want you to listen. Every eye closed just for a moment. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say, because it's going to have meaning to all of you. I'll read the scripture, then I'll explain. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Then Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. And so as you stand here this morning, everybody that's online, as you guys are hearing me online across all our platforms, as you hear me online, hear the word of the Lord. The same things that have put you into bondage, the same things that have bound you, the same things that has restricted you, the same things that have held you back, the same things that have limited you. Now we're going to give those things command according to the word of the Lord for it and for them to let you go. Are you with me? And so where you are, lift your hands to the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God, we thank you, Lord, that right now, in this moment, Lord, right now, we can give those things instructions in the name of Jesus. And we say to you, devil, we bind and we rebuke every form of chain, fetter, suggestion, accusation, or any season that's been upon the people of God. We break off cycles, We break off patterns. We break off methods. We break off familiar spirits. We break off things that have been coming for a long time. In this morning, we break your power over the people of God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that in this day, there's a freedom that comes upon the people in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you that, Lord, the things that have kept people back and limited, that it gets broken off in this day, in Jesus' name. And Father, we command it to be so, because where two or more that are in your midst, it shall be so, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just pray this simple prayer and say, Father, I thank you for the freedom that I receive in Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that right now I can testify and I can say that he that the Son has set free shall be free indeed. Father, I receive my freedom through the Son, through Jesus, in this day, in Jesus' name. There we are, just for 30 seconds. I want you to receive your freedom. Just receive your freedom. Let the Lord just wash over you. Let the Lord wash over you. Let the Lord just wash over you and shift the chains and the fetters and the things that bound you. I want you for 10 seconds just to love the Lord in your own tongue. Just love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love Jesus. 10 seconds, just love the Lord. Come on, can we pray in the Spirit? 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 Let the Lord just move. 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 Let's just allow the Lord. Just pray in your spirit. Let the Lord just move. Come on, church. Just pray in the Spirit. Let the Lord just move. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just pray. Let the Lord just move. Let the Lord just move. Lord, just move. Come and let the Lord just move. I want you just to focus on the Lord. I just want to prophesy one or two people. They just focus on the Lord. Just 10 seconds. Holy Spirit is moving. He's doing things in your life. He's making dead things come alive again. Come on, let's just trust the Lord. Let's just trust the Lord. Them, yes. Yeah, they can just start. So, are you, is that your wife? Is that daughter? Come on, church, let's just pray in the Spirit, will you? Let's just pray. Let's just pray. Can everybody lift your hands to the Lord? I want us just to be so in love with the Lord, just for 10 seconds. I feel the Lord say to me that, what's your name? Paul, what a good name. I've just preached about Paul. Paul, I hear the Lord say to me that up to this season, you can just look at me. Up to this season, I see many things have not worked out like they should have. And I see a lot of things that were held back and with that were in a time of resistance. And as I look at your daughter and as I look at you, I see how the hand of the Lord is going to come upon her. And I see the struggles and the fights and the wars that you've gone through will never come to her, will not pass on to her. I see a great acceleration coming to her. But as for you, I see and I hear the Lord say to him, it's going to be like a puzzle piece. I'm going to make it fit together quickly, easily, and it will happen like this. That the stagnant will no longer be stagnant. The pain that when you were small, God's going to heal that this morning. The things that happened in your life, there's many seasons and opportunities that you've gone through, things that was unfair. I see you trusting people. You're a good man, a good heart, very good heart. Trusting people. But people have let you down at seasons and circumstances. And I hear the Lord say, in this season, I move this season upon your household, for you've come to seek me again. I move the season upon your household, for you've come to look after me again. And no longer will you need to make all the sums necessary to make it work. For I change the narrative of your life, says the Lord, and I shift it, that all things will suddenly just work out. From this day forward, you will see a new peace and a new joy will settle in on the house. The battles of yesterday are yesterday's. They're no longer here. And this morning, as I place my hand upon you, you'll find new strength and new power coming upon you, because the Lord is raising up a new day. Even in your marriage, even in the context of your family, God is going to bring peace. For all of this war and fighting is coming to an end in this day. I see a season of great peace and great joy. What your hands are going to touch from this day, the Lord is going to anoint. The Lord's going to help. Your daughter is going to move with me, says the Lord, to many places. I'm going to move with her. Because people prayed and I'm answering the prayers through her. You'll see the hands of the Lord moving upon her life heavily. And what was difficult for you will be easy for her. What was a fight for you will be a stepping stone for her. I will bless her because of you, says the Lord. You have to know that. You have to know that as king, priest, and prophet, I will bless your children. And the hand of God is going to come upon her from this day forward. And Father, I thank you for your hand that is coming, Lord. I thank you for a hand of favor, a hand of blessing. And from this day, I remove all obstacles and all hindrances out of your way. It will not be anymore, says the Lord. For you have found favor with me, young girl. You have found favor in my eyes. And so I say to you from this day, blessed be the one that has found favor with the King. Blessed be the one. Please stand. Blessed be the one. Blessed be the one. Blessed be the one. Blessed be the one. Father, in this day, in Jesus' name, we anoint and we bless. In Jesus' name, anoint and refresh, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your hand that's upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless this family in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Come on, let's just give Jesus a hand. There's